Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Kathy Miller, Executive Director of the Pella Historical Society and Museum. All right, Kathy, so it is Iowa Museum Week. Talk about how the Pella Historical Society and Museum is involved with that.
We here at Pella Historical Society and the Heritage Village and the Windmill and Sculpty House are celebrating Iowa Museum Week. We are offering anyone who comes in and says they want to celebrate Iowa Museum Week, we will offer a dollar off discount to their admission this week through the 15th.
So that's your goal, is to get people in enjoying your kind of historical village that you've got here. What's the goal of Iowa Museum Week in general, as you understand it?
The goal, as promoted by the governor, Branstad, was to bring notice to the public about the work that museums do. And as you know, there's a lot of statistics involved in the attendance and how many people are affected through the informal education in museums. And we're proud to be part of that system.
And I think you have some of those statistics in front of you. Why don't you just share? I'm sure they're eye-opening to a lot of us who just aren't involved with this day in and day out.
Yes, Justin. Within the Iowa museums in 2012, there were over 5 million visitors, and that's a large amount of tourism or educational activity. On the average, museums provided at least 10 events or programs every month for their local patrons, and almost 60,000 public programs throughout Iowa. We also cared for more than 680,000 artifacts. And if you come and visit us at the Pella Historical Village, you might see a lot of those artifacts here, just hidden beneath our doorways. And if you've never been through some of our little buildings, you might be surprised to see what you find.
So as you mentioned, there's a lot of things that people might not be aware of that are even here. Obviously, we're celebrating Iowa Museum Week as a whole, but talk about the things that people should be coming to see here at the Pella Historical Society.
Well, as you know, Justin, I'm brand new on the job as the new executive director. And as a museum-trained professional, I personally see a lot of artifacts that are not labeled and many that are. So if you look in our Heritage Village Museum building, you'll get the most labeling and the beautiful Dutch costume exhibit. And in our library, we also have a wonderful exhibit of the Delftware, which was generously donated to our society. And also, you might get to talk with or meet some Dutch costumed volunteers that come and work with us. Throughout Iowa, museums can only be sustained by the work of volunteers. So please thank a volunteer when you come in. And we see that there's over 30,000 volunteers within the state of Iowa. And I think we have probably about 200 to 300 volunteers on our rosters, and we're hoping to inspire them with new education and training within our system here.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, even though you guys have a great amount of volunteers, you could probably always use more?
Oh, we always need more volunteers, especially for special events and for day-to-day operations. We have a small paid staff, and the volunteers help with greeting the visitors and bringing the culture of the Dutch immigrants to life here on our campus.
So how, if people are getting inspired just by hearing this or by hearing this and then coming into the Historical Society, how can they get involved? Who should they contact to be a volunteer, even if it's just occasionally?
Well, if a visitor would like to be a volunteer, they just mention it to one of the staff members, and we have an application form. And we're going to start a new recruiting process and training so that the new volunteer is comfortable with their new position. It's similar to a job application. We only want people who are really interested and qualified to learn about the Dutch immigrant culture. And we also are going to, now that I'm here as executive director, I hope to implement some new volunteer services. We're organizing the volunteers so that they can feel like a club within themselves, and also to share their enthusiasm for the Dutch culture. And you do not have to be Dutch to be a volunteer. we will convince you that you're Dutch.
I thought that was going to be kind of my follow-up answer. I'm sure there's going to be some Dutch involvement in there somehow. So, again, you don't have to be Dutch. You just have to be interested in the Dutch culture.
That's correct, because if you can share the Dutch culture with the visitors or the local residents of Pella and surrounding areas, then you've helped them realize that they should check into their heritage and learn about where their ancestors are from and how they made a mark on the American culture.
And I know you're very nervous, but it's partially because you're just so excited to be here. Again, you said this is your dream job, right?
Yes, that's right. And I've only been here a week and 2 days, so look for fun things to come.
And again, as you're new here, suggestions are always good. So the biggest thing people can do to make it a better experience so that they can come year in and year out is just to give suggestions, correct?
That's correct. And if you become a member, you can come every day. So just have your family join, or individuals, students, teachers, couples, whoever wants to join, and you can come and go as you want. And we'll just think of you as part of the volunteer staff or someone sitting on the bench every day.
Thanks again to Kathy Miller, the brand new executive director at the Pella Historical Society and Museum. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.